Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and I have my friend Michelle Duff in the studio with me today, Community Relations Manager for Rimrock Trails Treatment Services. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Dave. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Not only all the support you give for Rimrock Trails, but all that you guys do, you and your team do for the Central Oregon community and the nonprofits.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
I feel privileged that I get to do this and try to help the community, but you guys are the ones that are doing all the work. I'm just talking about it on occasion. And let's talk about... First of all, we've got a celebration coming up and a fundraiser to talk about. But first, let's just talk about Rimrock Trails Treatment Services. What do you guys do?
Well, we're super excited, Dave. We're celebrating 35 years serving the behavioral needs of the Central Oregon community. We started out in 1990 as an adolescent residential treatment program. We help teens 12 through 17 years of age with co-occurring mental health and substance use issues. In that 35 years, though, we've also established three outpatient clinics in Bend, Redmond, and Prineville. And in 2019, we started serving the behavioral health needs for individuals and families of all ages. So now we serve 0 to 90 plus.
Sure. And this is something we need. I mean, we're talking about it all the time now. I feel like as a society, we've become more aware of mental health.
Absolutely.
It used to be, just deal with it, right? It's all in your head. But now we're realizing, we need to do some stuff here.
You're so right. We're getting so much more comfortable about talking about our mental health issues, and that's so thrilling for us as an organization. You know, we think 1 in 5 individuals, adults, and then 1 in 6 children are going through some sort of mental health concern. And so, but only 48% of those individuals actually get treatment. And so we're so glad that we're here and established. And last year, we provided over 19,000 behavioral health services for the community.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
But there's more work to be done.
Always, always. Like I said, only 48% of those individuals are getting the treatment. And that can be for a wide range of reasons, including long wait lists, sometimes stigma around talking about it still. Also, living in rural areas. So we need to make sure we're providing telehealth and other services for those individuals. So we work every day to make sure that we can help as many people as possible with economic issues not being a concern.
Sure. Now, I feel like, step one was figuring out that, mental health is important. We need to do stuff about it. But technology is really helping with that now, right? Because like you just said, you can do the telehealth
or whatever.
And that's got to be a big breakthrough too.
Absolutely. That's been a huge help breaking down those barriers and obstacles for people with transportation issues, getting into services, or having kids at home that they can't leave when they need to go to therapy. All kinds of ways telehealth has been helpful.
So mental health, big job. Getting bigger all the time, right? Because you're able to reach out to more people that need it.
Right.
How do you fund this?
Well, that's a great question. And it's now more important than ever as we see our healthcare coming under issue. It's more important than ever that we get support from the community. And we have been so, so blessed with our community support. But those 19,232 services have to be paid for, right?
Right.
And so one thing that we're doing right now is we have our upcoming fundraiser coming up. It's our 4th annual A Night to Remember Bow Ties and Boots presented by Jeff Larkin Realty, and it's going to be out at Brizotta Ranch on Thursday the 23rd. We're really excited about this. We had once had an engagement team volunteer say, Michelle, I'm not going to go to a fundraiser unless I'm having fun, and we took that to heart. And so we have thrilling raffles, exciting live and silent auctions, all kinds of things to make that evening wonderful, including the band Grits and Gravy for our live entertainment.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Now, okay, that's on a Thursday night. And you get tickets in advance, obviously, right?
Yes, absolutely. We do require a ticket in advance. And last year was a sellout. So if you're interested, be sure to jump on it right away. You can get those tickets at our website, www.rimrocktrails.org.
And the proceeds obviously go to Remark Trails Treatment Services to help local people with mental health.
Absolutely. Like I shared, we don't turn people away. We give everybody, no matter their financial circumstances, is able to receive services, and we have to pay for those. And so all of the proceeds from that event will help ensure individuals get timely access to compassionate and effective behavioral health care.
All right, so we got links to you guys up at mycentraloregon.com, but you also have a website that people can go directly to.
Absolutely. And again, that's www.rimrocktrails.org.
We've been talking to Michelle Duff, the Community Relations Manager for Remark Trails Treatment Services. Anything else?
Dave, again, we just so appreciate you and your team and all that you do for the Central Oregon community.
All right. Well, we appreciate what you guys are doing. Give us the website one more time, Michelle.
www.rimrocktrails.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.